Venezuela's leaders have taken harsh measures against anti-government protests that began in February and have on occasion turned violent and deadly. But the government has also taken a conciliatory step to address a key demand of the protesters: fix the ailing economy. It has implemented a new market-based currency exchange system called SICAD II to sell dollars for 8 to 10 times the official government-controlled exchange rate of 6.3 bolivars per dollar. While Venezuela is a rich country and claims to have the world's largest oil reserves, the economy has suffered from hyperinflation and shortages of basic goods, due in part to the restricted government exchange rate. Mark Weisbrot with the Center for Economic and Policy Research said in a Skype interview from Peru that the new exchange system should help stabilize the economy by reducing the impact of the illegal black market for dollars.
You had kind of a bubble in the black market for the dollar, people buying dollars because they thought it was a one-way bet and it was always going to, the dollar value would always go up. And now that's not going to be the case.
Venezuelan opposition groups call this new system a currency devaluation, but the government says the new rate is only for non-essential goods. Owners of a gift shop in Caracas called VQ that imports products from China told VOA they have submitted a SICAD II request to the central bank to purchase dollars. But the bureaucratic process could take weeks, and there is concern that the government will not provide enough dollars to make the new system work. Barbara Kochwar with the Peterson Institute for International Economics says the lack of dollars does not address Venezuela's main economic problem. The country, including the oil industry, is producing less, and the government is printing more money to cover its growing debts.
The money supply has doubled since about December 2012. This isn't an economy that's been growing at under 2%.
When SICAD II first debuted, the black market rate fell from about 90 to close to 50 bolivars to the dollar. But since then, the rate has been rising, indicating to many that confidence in Venezuela's economy remains low. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.